Tiffany.
Yeah. It's Tiff's 20 with your host, Tiffany Thornton.
What up? I think I say that every week. Hey, y'all. I am so happy to be doing another podcast. I had to take a week break because my husband and I moved into our new place, and it's up in the mountains, and it's like outside of town, which means it's like 5 miles further than any other part of town because this is a small place. But I couldn't record a podcast last week, and it made me so sad, so I'm really excited to do one this week. Anyway, thanks for tuning in again. I love y'all. I've gotten such awesome responses on Twitter. So much love for the podcast, and I really appreciate you guys listening. Shout out to my boy, Leo. That's also my puppy's name, so I love that name so much already. But my friend Leo, when I flew to LA last week for like 12 hours, he picked me up from the airport. We had lunch, and then I went to record my voiceover with this awesome group of girls. Anyway, I'll tell you more about it later when it comes out. But I introduced Leo to my podcast, and I made him listen to it with me in the car, which is super awkward, but it was really funny, and we like laughed so hard and giggled at each other, and we just had so much fun, and we were just like two girls at an NSYNC concert, except listening to a podcast in LA traffic on the way to the airport. Anyway, what up, Leo? You better be listening to this one. Love you. Okay, you guys, you know what's first. Twitter questions. Okay, Andrea or Andrea. I don't really know. I was trying to be fancy. Rodriguez. Your name is at Drea underscore Marie 8. I love the middle name Marie. I've always loved that. Anyway, she asked me, if you could complete anything on your bucket list, what would it be? Crap, I don't have a bucket list. Am I supposed to have one of those? Is that like a rite of parenthood? Like, once you have kids, you're like, all right, my life is slowly going downhill because it's peaked already. Had a great career, got married, now I have kids, and now it's just life is different. So I need a bucket list in case I die. I don't have a bucket list, really, but I can tell you what's not on it. Skydiving, not on the list. I don't ever want to jump out of a... Why would you want to jump out of a plane when the plane is working? It still works. It's flying high in the skies, and you're just going to be like, hey, peace out. You're not crashing, but I might. That's not on my bucket list. Neither is participating in a show like Fear Factor. I don't even know if that's on the air anymore. Or if half of you will even know what I'm talking about, because my fans are half my age. But there used to be this show called Fear Factor where you had to go in and like face your fears. Some of them were like stunts trying to get out of a car underwater. If it's not on the air anymore, somebody had to have died, because I don't know how anybody got out of those cars, okay? One of the levels, and usually there's like three levels, and it gets harder each time. And usually on the second level, it had something to do with bugs or snakes, right? And I cannot stand bugs. The only kind of bug that doesn't bother me is spiders, which is weird because I think most people have like a fear of spiders or whatever. I cannot stand beetles, roaches, grasshoppers, crickets, anything that jumps, anything that flies. You better get the heck away from me because I will kill you with my shoe. Not with my bare hand. Actually, if there was a cockroach in the room, oh my god, that music just scared me so bad. Doug. Oh my god, you guys. Okay. I have a really low threshold for fear. And that music, I'm not joking you, I thought something was happening in here because we record this in this... Really, see, that doesn't scare me, but they're like, okay. We record, no, stop, I don't like that music. We record it in like this awesome studio basement thing, and Halloween's around the corner. Like, I can't go to haunted houses. Stop, please, I don't like it. I'm gonna take my headphones off. We record in this awesome studio basement, and since Halloween's around the corner, this is like the creepiest place to be. I can't go to like haunted houses. I went to the haunted woods one time in Houston when I grew up, when I was like 10, and I had to be escorted out halfway through because I was like hyperventilating and I refused to move. I was like, I can't go any further. I'm going to die in here. And they had to escort me out on a golf cart at 10. And then my mom was like, yo, Blair's mom, why didn't you tell me the sleepover included haunted woods? She's never coming back here again. Sorry, Blair. Wouldn't that be funny if Blair was listening?
She is. I just checked Twitter. She
okay,
is.
Okay, cool, cool. Wait, what was I talking about, though? Oh, Fear Factor. Oh, yeah, yeah. So anyway, I would never have made it through that show, even for $50,000. I would never let roaches crawl all over my stomach and my face for $50,000. Absolutely not. So that's not on my bucket list either. Yeah, that was kind of a weird answer to your question. If I could complete anything on my bucket list, what would it be? I just told you what I didn't put on it. Okay, one more question from Le Petit Zoza. Oh my gosh, what a cute Twitter name. I like that. What's your favorite Disney movie? Oh, I love Disney movies. Okay, I love... That is so... I'm so tired today, you guys. When I hear music like that, it makes me want to just fall asleep. Confession. Oh, Snow White. This is KJ's newest... Like, he loves this movie. I tried to get him to watch it, like, I don't know, like half a year ago, and he was totally freaked out by the witch, and he's like, and I thought I traumatized him forever. But now he loves Snow White, which is funny because I actually sing Someday My Prince Will Come, and it comes with the, like, fancy DVD set or whatever, the like bonus DVD, and it's my music video, and he had never seen it, and I turned it on the other day for him, and I actually recorded it on my phone. Maybe I'll post it on Twitter or something, or my blog. And I was like, who is that, KJ? And he was like, that mama. And he wanted to watch the music video like over and over. You guys, he's my biggest fan. He's so sweet. Anyway, so, I mean, that's totally my favorite Disney movie because I'm on the DVD. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Actually, Sleeping Beauty was my favorite. When I was little, I thought I looked like her the most, so I picked it as my favorite. And, like, I love Beauty and the Beast, but it's kind of scary and sad. And, like, Cinderella, I just get so angry at that stepmom. She's just so rude. So, yeah. Sleeping Beauty. I love that movie. Let's see here. Oh, Internet Facts. It's one of my favorite things about my podcast. All right, let me get to this one that I think is amazing. Okay, so we have, I found this online, 4 little things that you should do every morning, right? Everybody has like a routine. Mine is feed a baby a bottle because I usually get him out of his crib from crying and then feed him a bottle immediately and hope he goes back to sleep, but he never does. But this list says that it's better if you wait 15 minutes before you check your phone. What? My alarm is on my phone. What do you mean? But it says you should wait 15 minutes before you check it because checking your email and Facebook and all that stuff first thing in the morning makes you more likely to check your phone constantly throughout the day. And if you give yourself 15 minutes, it helps prevent you from becoming addicted. Do you guys think you're addicted to like Twitter and stuff?
Yes.
I'm addicted to it. I am totally addicted. I'm more addicted to Instagram than I am Twitter. Whoa, I just yelled that. That's how addicted I am. I'm definitely addicted to Instagram. Like, I love being nosy about your life. What is going on? What outfit are you wearing today? What did you eat for lunch? How cute are your kids? I love Instagram. Oh my goodness. And like little videos now that I can put up there of my kids. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, I want to just squeeze your kids. And I'm like, if you freaking touch my kid. No, I'm kidding. I don't blame you. I squeeze them all day long. Stop playing that music. I am such a control freak and I hate when things scare me. And when I hate when my back isn't up against a wall, like I totally freak out and think that something's gonna come out and get me, and it really freaks me out. One time my husband, he didn't know that he shouldn't do this was like right after we got engaged, and he was visiting me in LA because for part of the time he lived here in Arkansas and I lived in LA. So he was visiting me and I was getting ready to go, and he's like, I'm ready, babe, I'm just gonna wait in the living room for you. And I'm like, okay. So I finished getting ready a couple minutes later, and I come around the corner by my front door, and he jumps out at me. And I fall to the ground immediately while screaming. Like, I didn't even like scream first, then fall. I like fell while screaming. Ah! Then I started hyperventilating, like full blown, like I couldn't breathe. He's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, you cannot do that to me. I will have a heart attack in my 20s. I can't deal with stuff like that. I'm so bad with fear Anyway, back to my list. Stop playing that music. Your laugh is so funny. Okay, number two says, get out of bed the right way. I have always heard the term, like, did you get up on the wrong side of the bed, or get out of bed on the wrong side, whatever that is. First of all, when you're married, like, so I sleep on the left side, so am I always getting out of bed wrong? Because this thing says that you should get out of bed, you roll on your side, you push yourself up, and your legs are supposed to hang off the bed, and you give yourself a minute, and then you stand up with your back straight. Okay, whoever wrote this doesn't have babies, because when you hear a baby cry, you don't take time. Yes, you don't take time to, like, oh, I'm just going to stretch. Let me just get my back real straight. Just crack my neck real quick. Oh, I'm gonna go. Okay, I'm going to go save the baby now. No, when your baby cries and you're sleeping, you immediately wake up like, what's wrong with the baby? Their hand is stuck in the bumper of the crib and they've twisted their arm around. Like, every parent is like, there's something wrong. They're crying because something's wrong. Really, they're just crying because they want to get out of their crib because they're awake. I don't have time to do all that. Just roll on my side, push myself up, get my legs off, hanging off the side of the bed, stand up all slow. No. Okay. It says that your muscles tend to be stiffer in the morning, so if you jump out of bed too fast, you could hurt yourself. Which might be true, because my big left toe on my left foot, my big... Hold on. That didn't make sense. Shut up. My big toe on my left foot, I, like, can't feel half of it. And this has been going on for, like, 4 days. So, of course, me, I Google it, and, like, there's so many things it could be, like, the start of arthritis. I'm like, what? I totally have arthritis now. Which actually could be true, because my great-grandma had it, and my grandma has it, and my mom has it. And this is only the beginning. My half-numb toe. It is actually really sad. And so I don't know what's wrong with me, but maybe I'm just getting out of bed too fast. Maybe that's what it is. Okay, number three says stretch. It makes you less likely to pull a muscle and have a numb toe. I'm just kidding. And it says you can even stretch while you're still in bed. Okay. Okay, and then number four, I will never do this. It says skip your first cup of coffee and have hot water with lemon. burn myself. Uh-oh. It's too hot. The water is hotter than the coffee. It says this is good for your throat and it kickstarts your metabolism. Listen, I am all for kickstarting my metabolism. That's fine. But it says once you drink it, you have to wait 30 minutes to brush your teeth because the acid is going to soften your enamel. Okay, so we just X'd out doing that because you're going to ruin your teeth by... Well, but coffee kind of turns your teeth brown. So what would you rather have, brown teeth or less enamel? I don't really know what I'd rather have.
I'm going for the brown teeth. Brown teeth.
You are?
Yeah, if I got coffee, I'm going brown teeth.
Me too. Because you can whiten the enamel, but if you have less enamel, you can't whiten it. So if you go with the whole, like, thinning of the enamel, then you go back to coffee, you really can't whiten your teeth, and you're totally screwed because you listen to me with my internet facts. But wait, seriously, I can't drink, like, lemon-flavored hot drinks. I cannot drink hot water with lemon. I can't drink, like, lemon tea. I can't, because when I was little, I always had stomach aches. I had, like, high stress and whatever. And I had strep throat, like, 4 times a year because I needed to get my tonsils removed as a toddler. And I, like, waited till my 20s. Thanks, Mom. Just joking, but for real. Why didn't you get them out sooner? So I was always drinking Theraflu. Y'all know Theraflu? That, like, drink, you have to drink Theraflu, okay? And it was lemon flavored. Yeah, so gross. And so now anytime any hot water comes and it has lemon in it, I'm like, get this away from me. It's so gross. So that wouldn't work for me at all. I'm not doing any of those things. Sorry. I guess I'm just not going to have a good morning every morning since I don't wake up that way. That's silly. I have good mornings anyway. Screw your stupid survey. Okay, you guys, this time for our funny facts about my voice. I love this part of the day. I love it because I love my little babies. I love my little babies, and I love this song because I love my little babies. Let's talk about poop. Okay. My son KJ, my 2-year-old, we're potty training right now. And he is doing pretty good. He's only peed on the floor twice. But the other times, he's gotten it in his little potty. Awesome. We haven't graduated yet to pooping in his potty, though. He's just TTing in the potty. Chris hates it when I call it TT. He's like, that's feminine. Call it pee-pee. I'm like, okay, fine. He's peeping in the potty. KJ's newest thing is to blame his poop on other people. And so, as a parent, you know immediately if your kid pooped. You're like, did you poop? You can smell it. It's like, you just know. So I always say to KJ, did KJ go poo-poo? And he goes, Baba poo-poo. Dada poo-poo. Mama poo-poo. Grandma poo-poo. I'm like, no. Dude, it's you, man. You poo-pooed. And I'm like, did you poo-poo? And he's like, I poo-poo.
Yeah.
I poo-poo. He, like, eventually admits it, but he totally tries to blame it on other people first. Is that, like, a two-year-old thing or what? They just blame others? I've seen other people's toddlers blame other people, but I was like, nah, mine will never do that. He's super honest. No. First person he blames is Bentley, which is so sad because Bentley's so small and fat and helpless. Oh, KJ. Little pumpkin. All right, and Bentley, he is so freaking cute, you guys. He only weighs like 7 pounds less than KJ. He's only 7 months old and KJ's over two. Like, what? He's huge. His latest thing is when I put him on the changing table, he like kicks his legs so hard, like he's doing like karate. Do they kick a lot in karate? Or they punch? Or they use their... I don't know what they do in karate. I never took it, obviously. He kicks his legs so hard. Yeah, thank you. Made me feel more intelligent. And the problem is that at the end of the changing table is where I put, like, the wipes little box and the butt cream and, like, what the diaper I just took off that I just rolled into a ball, whatever. He kicks it all off, like, mid-diaper change. I'm like, whoa, dude! And he's so big that his legs are, like, super strong. And so when he kicks it, the wipes box, like, flies across the room, and I'm like, okay, I can't leave him unattended on the changing table, so I have to then, like, pick up his little naked booty, hold him, walk over there, pick up all the stuff he just kicked off. I really need to attach, like, a basket to the end of it that hangs off of the side because it's getting kind of ridiculous. But I'm pretty impressed with him because he's, like, really strong, you guys. Really strong. He's a Superman baby. He's super baby. He's perfect. I love him so much. And I love KJ so much, too. Also, to you moms, if you're listening, my father-in-law gave me the best advice when I had Bentley. Because I got super nervous, like really anxious about having another kid. I was like, KJ's going to think I don't love him anymore. He's going to feel neglected. What is he going to feel like when I have this baby? Like, how do I share that love that I have as a mother with my new kid? Blah, blah, blah. I'm annoying and hormonal and everything scares me and makes me cry. That's what pregnancy is like. It's awesome. Ding, ding, ding. He's married. He has two kids. Doug, DJ Kramer.
Yes.
At Doug Kramer Live. What? Is that your plug?
That's exactly. Hold on. This guy says it better. Hold on. Let me get this guy over here.
At Doug Kramer Live.
I say it better than him.
That's true.
At Doug Kramer Live.
At Doug Kramer Live.
At Doug Kramer Live.
At Doug Kramer Live.
Fine. He's better. Right, whatever. On. Yes. Whatever. Anyway, Doug and his wife Tiffany have two boys the exact same age as our boys, so he totally knows what I'm talking about. But anyway, my father-in-law told me, you don't ever have to worry about sharing the love you have for KJ because God's going to give you a whole new bucket of love for your next kid, and you don't have to share. You just get an overabundance for the next one. And he's totally right. And I just love my baby so much. And I think that's all we have for today because it's almost 20 minutes and I keep going over.
Real quick, you wanted to do a game?
Please, I love games.
We have 60 yes. seconds left.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going to put 20 seconds on the clock.
Oh my gosh, I'm nervous already.
It's Tiffany's 20.
Okay.
Since you're talking about kids, toddler-friendly TV shows, 20 seconds on the clock, and go.
Dora the Explorer, Handy Manny, Baby Channel. How many do I have to get? Oh my gosh, I'm so bad at this game. Sophia the First, Henry Hugga Monster, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Jake and the Neverland Pirates, crap. Baby Channel, that's all we
I'll give it to you.
All we watch all day is Baby Channel, that's it.
are an Umizoomi house.
Oh, Umizoomi.
Man,
yeah.
Are we an Umizoomi house.
Yeah, we don't watch that one much.
Okay, I'll give you, you won.
I won! What did I win?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to get myself a coffee. Celebrate my win. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. I love this music. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. I promise next time I'll be better at my own game. Love you guys. See you next time. Bye.
Tips 20.
Oh my god. Cool. Put that in the podcast.